Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, you all right? It's Mills on Radio 1. Britney Spears is coming up, and Chicane and Friendly Fires and Medina Lake. No Chappers this week or next week. And then the week after, it's Scott Mills the Musical. Rehearsal still going on today.
Is he coming back for that?
What, Chopper?
Yeah.
I presume so. Yeah, he is.
Oh, that's good.
Just confirmed. Hope you're okay today. I've had a bad morning.
Really? Do we need to hear about it?
I had to split up with someone earlier.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, you look all right. You're really not taking it too badly.
No, it was a difficult conversation. I'll tell you more in a minute. just for the pun of it, returns at... what's occurring, actually, at 5:30 tonight. Remember yesterday we tried to get some really rubbish puns into a conversation with a coffee shop.
That Mine was good?
No. And me with a fish and chip shop, which to be fair
that was so easy.
It was easier. We've done two more for you. Hear them in... Oh, what's occurring at 5:30 tonight?
Radio 1 Podcast.
Hi, Adrian in Weymouth. There's really no point of asking me what the point of Flash Flash is, because that's not me that does it. Afternoon, Scott, says this text. Will you tell my bloke the A-Train he's gorgeous? Now, here's my problem with that text. How did that nickname start? My question, did she invent that name for her boyfriend, the A-Train, or did he decide that he wanted one day to be called that, and it stuck? Did he just send a group text to all his friends? Hi, everyone. Can you now all start calling me the A-Train from today, please? Because I might do that.
You can't steal his nickname.
No, I might be called something like, I don't know. Could you all start today calling me, from now, Big Viper?
Big Viper? No, I'm not calling you that. I think Chappers would have even more problems with it.
Well, what else could I have?
I'm going to call you other guy in the studio, like, off your appearance on in the E-Channel.
Yeah. A lot more people.
I think that's all you deserve.
A lot more people saw this last night because it was on in this country on the E Channel last night, that programme called The Soup, which is like TV Burp, only for America and a bit ruder, where I was referred to as the other guy in the studio.
What do you think, other guy in the studio?
Yeah, you can call me that. That's absolutely fine.
It wouldn't have worked as well if he called you Big Viper.
What do you
it?
Think, Big Viper?
Anyway, hi, A-Train. You're gorgeous.
Podcast.
I had to split up with someone earlier.
Really?
Yeah, I had to have that really difficult conversation. I've been with him for quite a few years now. It really didn't go well.
Go on.
My bank.
Your bank?
Yeah, I left my bank earlier. There was no bad reason. They've not done anything wrong. But sometimes, you know what, these days, you have to chop and change a bit, don't you, to get the best deal, and that's what I'm doing. They haven't done anything wrong.
That's what I've done. Why are you so upset about leaving your bank?
No, it wasn't me that was upset, it was them. I've been putting this chat off for ages.
How much money do you have that they cry when you leave?
They didn't cry, they just... It's like when you...
Are you sure you want to be talking about this?
No, it's just like when you try and leave a mobile phone company the same. They do not like it at all.
Mind if you please to see the back of me, I think.
I've been putting it off for a while, just because they get upset. It's like the same as when I left my mobile phone company a couple of years ago, and I've been with them for quite a... few years. It was quite...
They do make you feel guilty.
Yeah, yeah. It's quite a committed thing. I was like, why are you doing this? I'm sorry, I just need to leave.
Did you say it's not you, it's me?
No, I didn't, but I just stopped just...
You wanted to.
I stopped just short of that. No, we can do something. We can sort this out. Please stay. No, I'm sorry, I can't do that. But hang on the line, I'll put you through to another department and they'll offer you something amazing so that you stay with us. No, I can't. I'm really sorry. Don't leave me!
I love it that you do phone banking.
Yeah.
Have you gone to one of those snazzy ones that offers you stuff only for brand new customers? Have you been lured in?
Maybe.
2 weeks, they won't care about you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
But
it seemed like such
a
good idea.
So it's fine.
It's the same as splitting up with someone. The two of you, you know, you're not really happy. It's not really going anywhere. They've not done anything too bad, but it's just got to end. Anyway, I'd like to say...
You're going to tear them out of all your old photos.
Hmm?
You're going to tear them out of all your old pictures.
Yes. No, I'm really sorry to my bank, you know who you are. It's been beautiful, but it had to end. I think I'm milking this a little bit.
Yeah.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. Podcast. Podcast.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
Natalie.
Where are you, Natalie?
I'm actually driving up to London on the hands-free, of course.
at the moment, but I'm from Southampton.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Woohoo! Put it there, sister. What was that?
My bank keeps begging me to stay with them because they make so much money out of me.
Oh, do they beg you?
They beg me on numerous occasions.
Were you like, no, I'm going to leave? And what do they say? No, please don't come back to
us. Don't, you know, we're just not very happy how you manage your money. But I'm not very happy that you keep charging me so much money. Oh, no, it's awful.
So they won't let you leave because you owe them money?
No. They don't want me to leave because I end up paying them probably on a monthly basis, sometimes about £100 in charges and
in fees.
Yeah.
Right, so the fees they need from you to keep going.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. At this time, at the moment, with the economy, I think they do, don't they?
Yeah, you're holding them up.
Yeah, obviously. Maybe I should spend some money and go overdrawn a little bit more.
Yeah, you are holding up the whole economy single-handedly. Fair play to you.
Thanks.
Okay,
thanks.
I love you.
I love you too. Radio 1
podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Hello?
Hello, are you
all right? Who's that?
That's Nath from Ipswich.
Hi, Nath, what's going on?
Just give you a quick text. I went on the webcam for the first time.
Oh, congratulations.
You and Maldy were always on there, got on about webcams. I thought I'd have a look and it's all dark and no one was there, so I just wanted to see what was going on and if it gets any better than that, really.
Yeah, I've just looked at the webcam myself, actually.
Yeah.
Webcam 1 is just an empty studio in the dark.
In the dark, mate, yeah.
Yeah, and I've just looked at webcam 2.
There's no one on there.
There's no one there at all, no. Well, there's a printer and there's a shredder, can you see that?
Well, they've made me walk outside because the people in the office are still listening to the radio.
Oh, okay, well, they can look at it. They can see a TV.
You've got the recycling bins on there as well, though.
Yeah, there's a recycling bin.
Plastic,
fire alarm. Right.
That's normally... Oh, it's such a shame Chappers isn't here, because that's normally where he sits with his feet up on the desk, isn't it?
But sadly, there's no one there at all.
Where are you all then?
Well, we are here.
We're hiding somewhere different.
It's just that everything seems to be on the wrong cameras today.
Oh, okay.
You know, like, Zane's show at 7 o'clock, if you go online when he's on, right, there's a whole different world because he's actually visualised. You can watch him do his show.
Well, that's what I was expecting. I always hear Chris Moyles in the morning.
Yeah, Moyles does it, obviously. That's visualised as well. Our show is exactly the opposite of those two. You can't see a thing.
Just a photocopier.
Yeah, nothing at all.
But am I supposed to be able to see that? Are you supposed to be there?
Yeah, normally, there's just like a still shot of us, like every 10 minutes or so, but not today, so sorry about that. And it's your first time and everything, Nath. So
that was the first time. I was pretty disappointed, to be fair.
I can only apologise. But if you go online at 7, like I said with Zane, you can see his show and listen to it on Radio 1. It's a lot different to ours, which has nothing.
Well, I'll have a go at that, mate. No worries.
I love you.
Oh, I love you too, Scott. Radio 1 Podcast.
Right, this seems to be the thing that people are sending around their offices at work today. So many people have sent this to me on email, doing the rounds at the moment. I don't know whether you've got it or not. It's for, it's an advert for something in America called A-Spray.
Are you suffering from pungent pits? Foul feet? Beastly butt odor? How do you stop the stink? Hi, I'm Adam J., and this is Doc Bottoms Ace Spray, the all-new, all-over deodorant that prevents odors before they start and can be used anywhere, and I mean anywhere, on your body.
Ew. It's a good advert, though.
Why do you not just have a wash?
Ace Spray goes where other deodorants can't. Ace Spray your butt. Ace Spray your feet. Ace Spray under your arms. You can even Ace Spray your privates. Ace Spray is safe for all your odor zones.
So you can even Ace Spray your privates.
People are going to start doing this at work and stuff, aren't they?
Yep. I work hard for a living. I sweat a lot. I got odors in special places.
Now, this guy, let me just stop him. He sounds really genuine, doesn't he? He obviously uses this a lot.
I work hard for a living. I sweat a lot. I got odors in special places. And with Ace Spray, I don't have to worry about that anymore. My butt.
Call and order Doc Bottoms Ace Spray today for only $14.99, and I'll send you the Ace Spray pocket shot absolutely free.
Wow, what a deal.
That guy was talking so fast because he blatantly just wanted to get off the ad.
Yeah, as quickly as possible. It's like, okay, I am doing an Ace Spray commercial. Can you
I've
just
got
like,
smells.
Yes, I've used it, but could you just leave me alone?
Perfect for on the go or give it to your smelly friend. That's the full size Ace Spray and the pocket shot for just $14.99.
Give it to your smelly friends.
What's the pocket shot?
It's just like a little
portable
one.
A small Ace Spray.
Yeah, really good. Do you know who I feel most sorry for? It's not the guy that uses it all the time. The guy that spoke really fast because he wanted to get out of there.
I work hard for a living. I sweat a lot. I got odors in special places.
I feel sorry for the guy who actually does the advert because he'll be recognised everywhere now. He's never going to live that down. I recognise you. You're that guy. You're Adam J. You're the guy off the advert for when your butt smells. Yeah, that's me. Hi. Yes, that's me in the ad. Yeah.
Call an order right now before you stink up the place.
Yeah. See, that's him I feel most sorry for. It's like the bloke from the Admiral Insurance advert. Typecast. You've never seen him in anything else, have you? He only gets offered roles as admirals now.
There aren't many of them around, are
no,
there?
No, not really. But have you seen him in anything else? I think not.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Not George Bush.
I work hard for a living. I sweat a lot. I got odours in special places.
The best bit about this guy, though, is just as you think he's finished talking, he goes, my butt.
My butt.
Listen.
As an afterthought.
Hey, spray, I don't have to worry about that anymore. My butt.
Love him.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
Hey, it's Thomas here from Northern Ireland.
Thomas in Northern Ireland, how can I help?
Hey, Scott, I'm just letting you know we're organising a Scott Mills party for Saturday night.
Right.
For your big visit to Newry.
Yeah, I'm going to be in Newry on Saturday, the S. What does a Scott Mills party involve?
Basically, what we're doing is a couple of work colleagues and me are organising a Scott Mills party with plenty of party games like Oh, What's Occurring.
What, are you going to do a live Oh, What's Occurring?
Yep.
Wow, what else?
Plenty of party games, plenty of drinks. It's going to be great. And then to top it off, we're going to see you.
And then you'll kidnap me at the end?
We're trying to get VIP tickets, so you never know.
Right. You're like that bloke off of Alan Partridge.
which one's that?
The guy called Jed, who has a whole room devoted to Alan, with pictures all around the walls and everything.
Please don't kidnap me.
And a big blow-up Alan. Have you got a big blow-up Scott?
No, definitely not, but I'm actually on to the owners of the bank bar, because the promotion poster outside the bank bar is a big picture of Scott, so...
And you're going to try and nick that for your party?
Yes.
Scott, why didn't you go to his party?
Huh?
Why didn't you turn up at his party, special guest?
Right, is the party in Newry?
The party is in Newry, yeah.
Right, okay. Oh, actually, there's another invitation coming through on my phone now, which means that I can't. Sorry about that.
Okay, Scott.
Okay, I love you anyway.
Love you.
I'll see you on Saturday, maybe.
See you on Saturday night. Bye-bye.
Okay, love you, bye. That's a bit weird.
He's very keen to see
you. Yeah, that is actually another invitation coming through now on my phone, so sorry about that.
Podcast.
I have found one of my own Oh, What's Occurring today.
Have you?
Very pleased about this.
That's good.
Just something I watched on TV last night and I thought, yeah, I'm going to have a go at that. So that'll be on at 5:30. Right, this text just come in from Daniel saying, can I ask, has Becky found her forte as a pilot? I came back from Turkey and the captain sounded just like her. Have you been flying planes? Is that your forte?
No.
Right, just a sounder like
that. I quite like it that he's got so much faith in me that he thinks I'd have gone from being rubbish to finding my forte and then getting a job, leaving the show, flying.
All in quite a short space of time as well.
Mm.
And also, not really one that we should try out. Because it's quite a big responsibility. Yeah, that's fine. Not an actual plane. That's a really good one. Daniel, that's a great idea.
Yeah, but I don't think I should be trusted with a big off.
No, I don't want it to be a 747. A simulator, though, is a brilliant idea. What's Becky's forte? Really good. Anyone got a simulator that we can use?
I don't want to use one of those computer ones with the joystick. I want to do a proper one.
But there must be someone listening at somewhere that does that kind of thing.
They must have them to train pilots.
Yeah, yeah. In the airline training profession, if anyone's listening, can we please borrow your simulator? Because I would love to see Becky crash a plane.
It might be my forte. It might be good.
Yeah. Well, let's find out.
My fortes, I've been good at them.
You weren't so good at beatboxing, if you remember.
Where's that noise coming from?
Little chipmunk.
Yeah, that's it. If you go like, ooh. This is you getting taught a lesson in beatboxing by Beardy Man.
Yeah, but really fast. But if you go railway, like you're saying railway without any of
that. Railway.
Railway. Try this. Can you go shh like that?
Shh.
Cool. Now go as if you go say ew like that. Now go. No, without the voice.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you saying that I'm not sounding like you? Because in my head it sounds exactly the same.
I think you're making astounding progress.
That was one of the first ones we did, I think, wasn't it? Interviewing, you weren't any good at that earlier.
I was.
With Rio Ferdinand, really
I
not.
I was. He's been on Twitter to me as well.
What, Rio Ferdinand's been tweeting you?
He says, hey, it's Rio, how are things?
That's not him.
He does. He says, just wondered if you're still in the UK or if you'd managed to get away with Scott and soak up the rays like us.
That's clearly not
and
Rio Ferdinand.
And then I didn't
Ferdinand.
Reply, so he tried again. Get back to me, maybe you could give the interview another go. See you around.
That's not him.
It is.
No, it isn't, though.
It is.
It is it, though. Really
it
not.
It lately is.
Also, you weren't any good at tennis with Andy Murray.
No, I really wasn't any
What else did you do? Mind reading with Darren Brown. That wasn't really a forte either. Daniel, that's a brilliant idea about the flight simulator. And you'll be pleased to know that when we're doing Moyles' show, because he's off next week, so we're on in the mornings, What's Becky's Forte will return. We've got some more ideas for you. What's Becky's Forte?
Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast. We'll try and have a chat to Joe later on. He's in rehearsals at the moment for Scott Mills the musical. He's playing me. If you want to see what the rest of the cast looks like, including the person playing Becky and the one that doesn't speak and the brilliant Chappers, then go online to bbc.co.uk/radio1.
No,
there has
sorry,
been an, there's been an incident in the studio. There's an incident in the studio.
That was me just lunging over to stop the one that doesn't speak from thumping the computer because he's had a blue screen.
There's a BSOD happening right now, a blue screen of death. The system has halted. Call your hardware vendor for support.
He's had a malfunction.
Man. Will this affect what's occurring?
Yes, most definitely.
Oh,
I'd
brilliant.
Say.
Okay, good. Right, that was Block Party.
Why
and
does it always happen just as we're about to do
I know,
O What's
so
Occurring?
Rubbish.
Anyone would think it's an excuse.
Please don't complain if O What's Occurring is late because the.
It's no use doing Control Alt Delete.
That's not going to work,
that
is it?
Works, does it?
That's not going to work. Control Alt Delete.
Switch it back on again.
Rubbish. We're going to have to call
off
someone.
Off he goes.
Oh, he's just leaving now. Look. Right, it is 5:30, and O What's Occurring should have been on now. You can go if you want. If you've seriously. Okay, bye. Look at his. So dejected, look. Well. Now, no one's been on offering a flight simulator yet. How do you feel about wing walking, though?
Walking on wing?
Yeah.
What, someone wing has... as in Wing the Singer?
No, not walking on Wing the Singer. Wing walking off of planes.
Oh.
It steps it up, I think, from the flight simulator.
Would I be strapped on?
Yeah, I think so. But someone's offered that, so that could be your forte, maybe. We're going to do loads more Becky's Forte next week when we're doing Moyles' show. Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Oh, what's occurring?
Right, it's all fine. We've still got a blue screen of death, but we'll continue anyway with this feature.
Oh, what's occurring?
No choppers this week, so it's just you, Becky.
You won yesterday.
You won yesterday, yeah. And our pun game is included in this. Now, me and Becky made separate calls. We both made a call earlier trying to get some puns in. You'll hear that in just a second. But here's your first one today, which I found all by myself.
Oh, what's occurring?
I was watching this last night on ITV1. Emailed the one that doesn't speak, and he has found the clips for me, so thanks very much for that. You know Chesney on Corrie?
Yes.
He's growing up, isn't he?
He is. Do you know what? Last time I saw it, he was like this really cute kid, and then I saw it recently, and he's turned into a moody...
teenager.
Yeah.
It was his birthday yesterday in Corrie. My question to you, on last night's Coronation Street, how many times did people mention his birthday? They actually said happy birthday to him, but how many times?
Well, if you found it, I reckon 20.
20 times
mm-hmm.
someone wished Chesney a happy birthday. Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
Here's the people on Corrie saying, happy birthday, Chesney.
Happy birthday.
Thanks.
Yep, happy birthday, mate.
It's your birthday, isn't it?
They are? Seven.
Seven.
Seven times.
You can't have seven.
Why?
Because one of them was happy birthday song, so that's four. You can't have four.
Yes, you can. That's still them saying
song.
Happy birthday and therefore wishing him happy birthday. That they do in the... Okay, let's listen to it again. Clearly seven.
Happy birthday.
One.
Thanks.
Yep. Happy birthday, mate.
Two.
Two.
3,
happy birthday to
4,
happy birthday to
5,
happy birthday to
6,
happy birthday.
7, there we are. 7, you said 20, whatever.
Oh, what's occurring?
Also, I was thinking about this last night. You know, they had the TV on a lot last night in Corrie, right?
Mm.
Normally around at Gail's house. I wonder this, what do they watch on ITV1 at 7:30 on a Monday night in Coronation Street? What are they watching? Because they can't be watching themselves.
Who says they're watching ITV1? They're probably watching EastEnders.
Oh, okay.
The One Show.
Just wonder that.
I'd love it if they watched The One Show in Corrie.
Right, next, you know our pun game. Just for the pun of it, we tried this yesterday. Becky and I have both made a call earlier today, separately. You've not heard mine. I've not heard yours. But who got the most puns in? We'll start with me, Becky, calling the butchers. It's butchers today. How many meat puns do you reckon I could get into the conversation?
You're really good at this cheesiness.
Thanks.
10
times. Mm. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's me playing our slightly rubbish pun game at the Butchers.
Butchers.
Hello, pleased to meet you.
Hello.
Hello. What's the cheapest meat you have, please?
The cheapest meat we have?
Well, the thing is, I've not got much money at the moment, and it's quite a rare occasion, but I'm having a barbecue tonight, and I think it's going to be awful, because I just need a few things from the Butchers, and I just need things that are quite cheap. Can you help?
We don't really do quite cheap, we do quality. Probably.
I mean, I just need a few things to barbecue, nothing else.
I mean, we do like grilled sticks.
Because otherwise it kind of puts me in a bit of a stew with my friends, really, well, don't I mean?
We do a lamb and mink grilled stick.
I mean, they'll only be having a couple of friends round.
Okay.
Is there any way at all, if I came in, could you shoulder the cost and I can pay you back when I'm in less of a stew?
Absolutely not. There's a credit crunch on.
Okay, bye. 8 there, I think.
No, you can't. You did this yesterday. You can't have stew twice.
But I said it twice and got it in twice, so therefore...
It doesn't count. You can't... I couldn't...
All right, then, 7, then. 7. Let's not count the two stews.
Oh! What's occurring?
You could just phone up and go meat until you hung up. Might make you sound a bit stupid, but you'd know what you wanted.
Meat.
I'm going to use that tomorrow.
Right, what's your one?
Rubbish.
Is it?
Yeah.
That surprises me.
I'm really not very good at this game, am I?
Okay, well, shall I guess along as well with this, because I've not heard it?
Go on, guess how many you think I got.
Where did you call?
I've completely forgotten. Where did I call? A flower shop?
Oh,
a
good.
Florist.
Right.
It was so bad, I try and put it out of my memory.
Would help if I found out where you called.
Yes, a florist.
So you called a florist.
So again, you take the better puns, because what flower puns are there?
Hmm.
I had to make them up as I was going along.
I'm going to say you managed to get... 5 in. You probably have an advantage up here.
Oh, so generous.
What do you think?
2, 3.
Really? Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Becky calling the florist.
Good afternoon, Chris's florist.
Hi, Petal.
Hello.
Hi. I need some friends for my friend Lily. Some flowers for my friend Lily.
Yeah.
What have you got?
We've got tiger lilies. They're £2 a stem.
Oh, blooming heck, that's good. How many would I get for about 20 orchid?
You want orchids, do you? Not lilies.
No, 20 quid, sorry.
Well, you'd have 10 then.
Okay, I might pop you along later and check stem out.
Okay then.
Okay, if they're any good, I'll take some. If not, I'll leaf it.
Okay then, bye.
Bye.
You always laugh.
I find it too embarrassing. Did you know that my favourite one was, what have you got for 20
orchid
quid?
Really good.
Orchid.
Oh, you want orchids now, do you? No. Good though. Like,
it didn't get off to a good start.
No,
did it?
But better than I expected, to be honest. I counted 7.
So you win that one.
So I win that, surprisingly, but you know, it was better than yesterday.
Mm.
The key is not to laugh. I know you did at the end, but it was good. Let us know how you did on today's What's Occurring on 81199. Thanks very much.
Oh.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.